Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still much to discuss. Your calls, if you make them, about whatever you want. To start things out here this hour, there's a very disturbing story out of Fremont. Let's call it Fremont. Fremont, and it's not so free, by the way. Nebraska. Fremont, from the Fremont Tribune. If Fremont voters approve the immigration ordinance on Monday, it could potentially change the way, and by the way, this is article's a little old. This happened. The vote happened. 57% is how wide the margin was. This ordinance that I'm about to tell you about was approved by the voters, by 57% of the voters.
Oh, hold on. So the margin is only, you know, whatever, 43 to 57.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
Okay.
So it could potentially change the way it will change the way businesses and landlords operate. And what remains unclear, though, is exactly how those changes would be enforced. The ordinance would require all employers within city limits to use the federal E-Verify system when hiring new employees. Businesses such as Hormel Foods Incorporated and Fremont Beef are not located inside city limits and would not be affected by the ordinance. However, both already use E-Verify. Now, we've told you about this E-Verify program in the past, and it is an incredibly scary hallmark of the police state that is being built around us with the excuse of stopping them illegal immigrants. Well, what they're going to do is they've got this program in place. It's a so-called voluntary program, unless you're in Fremont, Nebraska. For companies to check their potential employees against a federal database. So if you were to go to Hormel Foods and look for a job, they would take your information, run it into the federal government through some sort of system. I don't know if it's presumably it's online, but for all we know, it's called
electronic papers.
Yeah, who knows? You may have to actually call a bureaucrat and run it over the phone. I don't know how it works. I guess they call it E-Verify, so it certainly sounds online-based. Anyway, they send that information up to the feds, and then within a certain amount of time, they supposedly turn it back around and say, yes, this person can work in the United States, or no, they can't work. And the federal government people would like to expand this program out beyond voluntary. They would like to make it so that all corporations in the United States will have to check and verify the so-called citizenship of the people that are applying for jobs.
Is this... Is this going to be anything like the no-fly list where it's impossible to get your name off of it? Or
probably.
So, in other words, let's say that I go to apply for a job and I need a job and the system says, no, he can't, he's illegal.
You're screwed.
Yeah, how do I get a job now?
You'll have to work in the underground. You'll have to do something, you know, outside of the system, so to speak.
Right. I guess the suggestion here is that the government is an efficient organization that isn't going to make mistakes.
And have they.
And if they make mistakes, it's the price we pay for freedom. And I guess that you...
as long as you're not the mistake, right?
Right. As long as you're not the one whose name gets mistakenly put. Because the no-fly list is a great example, Wayne, the terrorist watch list and all these lists where people's names can end up... I mean, are you telling me you don't think that somebody could, fake a Social Security number, mess it up, or, you know, whatever? I have no idea that you have no idea the depths that the government can go to screw things up.
And then on top of that, it could not even be a mistake. It could be that they start using these employment lists for political purposes.
Sure, absolutely.
Which happens. It was very common in oppressive regimes.
So it's just another control point for the American people to be oppressed by the government. And
the American people should not be worried about illegal immigrants as much as they should be worried about whether or not their children will be able to escape to China, because this police state is going down. It is, it's making it harder and harder for businesses to do business, and that's what destroys an economy.
Right, and it wouldn't matter if E-Verify were perfect.
And it is going to go to flag waving and trumpet blowing. These people in Fremont voted this in.
Yes.
Americans want this.
They want to be oppressed.
They think they want it. They think they want it. That's the problem.
Yeah. They don't realize
how are you going to get rid of it once it's voted in?
Right. Well, you know, what's so pathetic about all this is that, you know, the good, well-meaning Americans are being used just like the so-called illegal immigrants are being used.
Mm-hmm.
They're being used to basically beat each other's throats, create chaos and conflict.
Right. Well, if they're the enemy, then the government isn't. right? And
exactly.
When the government's the real threat, they're the real threat to freedom, they're the real threat to your wealth potential, and it's just awful that this is happening. By the way, if E-Verify, this government program, were 100% accurate, I'd still be against it.
Oh, same here.
It's the principle of the idea that you should be able to go and get a job from somebody without having to have some government agent oversee it.
It's not, you're right, it's not whether I go and get a job, it's whether I'm able to give a job as much.
There's
because
that
the,
too.
The job is to me, it's the employer's job. Obviously, somebody has to agree to do it, but I'm the one offering the money. Mm-hmm. And why is it that I have to go to some officious government bureaucrat and say, please, will you verify the person that I'm trying to hire here? It's none of their business. It's none of the business of the people in the town that I live in.
I want the best person for that job, and I don't care what the government says. Anyway, there's more to this story, though. So not only will this new regulation or ordinance in Fremont, Nebraska, require all businesses within the city limits to check employees with the E-Verify program, in addition, businesses that apply for any business license or permit in Fremont or that are awarded a contract to work for the city would be required to submit an affidavit that the business does not knowingly employ any person who is an unauthorized alien and must also provide documentation showing that the business participates in the E-Verify program. Businesses that violate the ordinance would be tried at a public hearing by the city council, could be subject to civic action by the city attorney, and trade-specific permits could be revoked. And this is one of the reasons why I think it's so important for people to stop asking for permission to do business. If you don't ask for permission in the first place, then they don't have the permit that they can pull from you. Well,
if you're doing business with the government, I mean, you've already asked permit. I mean, that's essentially...
No, but I mean anybody with permits. I think that having a permit is a big mistake on a business owner's part because it gives them something to hold over your head. People need to get past the idea that they need permission from some officious group of bureaucrats in order to even operate a business.
Or get married, for that matter.
And that, too. Many local businesses already...
They should make it illegal to get married to an illegal alien in Fremont, Nebraska.
But the madness doesn't end there. Landlords and renters are also being affected by the ordinance. This will require anyone over the age of 18 to get an occupancy license when they move.
Well, also, let's talk about landlords real quick here. In order for a landlord to use this E-Verify system, is that what's going to happen?
No. The landlord doesn't use E-Verify. Those are businesses that use E-Verify. E-Verify is a business system where business owners submit their potential employees.
Landlords are business people.
But they're not hiring somebody. That's what E-Verify is for. Two separate things going on here, Mark. There's the E-Verify for businesses, and then for landlords, there's a occupancy permit. So the potential renter...
How are they going to verify whether somebody's a citizen or not for this occupancy permit?
It's a fine question. It'll require anyone over the age of 18 to get the occupancy license when they move. Current residents of rental properties would not need to get a license unless they change addresses.
You know what this sounds like, Ian? This sounds like a scheme to get more revenue under the guise of illegal immigration. So they bundle them together because all these cities and towns and states are so desperate for money, they're trying to tax everything that moves now.
Well, there is a fee involved, as you would
expect. Of course there is.
If someone in the rental property turns 18 while living there, he or she would also be required to obtain a license. To obtain a license, a person simply must submit a completed application and pay a $5 fee to the Fremont Police Department. Licenses will be issued to every person who presents a completed application.
I'm sure the police department's only open for taking these applications between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday.
Likely, yes.
If you're lucky. So that means if you're, have a regular job, you're going to have to take off
work
in order to get this $5 license. I tell you what, if you live somewhere in the neighborhood of Fremont, buy rental properties just outside the city limit.
Yeah, absolutely. Licenses will be issued allegedly to everyone who presents the completed application. If an applicant indicates they have an alien status, the police would submit information into a federal database to verify that status. Landlords would be required to notify renters of the occupancy license requirement and retain a copy of each renter's occupancy license. And what happens if they don't is the next question. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Not sounding like too friendly of a place to live. Certainly not a free place. Fremont, Nebraska. There's more coming up here. We'll take your calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. A lawsuit is expected over this, by the way.
I'm sure.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam there with the chat room built into the very same page, so you can watch, listen, and interact all at the same time at cam.freetalklive.com. If you go to chat.freetalklive.com, you won't see the cam. It's just the full-page chat. But if you want the cam and the chat at the same time, go to cam.freetalklive.com. The cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name and any other kind of dot anything. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
So we're talking about a very disturbing story that has come out of Fremont, Nebraska, where the town people have voted in 57% in favor of a new ordinance that makes it mandatory that all businesses in the city limits run through any potential employee past a federal database called E-Verify to so-called verify their alleged citizenship. And in addition to that, as if that weren't intrusive enough and police state-ish enough, they also are demanding that everyone who rents a home over the age of 18 be verified as well by via some sort of application process with the police department. Now, it seems to be an honor system kind of thing in that the department is supposedly giving a renter's permit to everybody that applies. But on the other hand, so basically they're going to say, are you on the application? It will ask you if you are an alien or a citizen. And so presumably they're expecting people to be honest about.
They could very easily. I'm sure there's some kind of government someplace or another where they can check these things, right?
Yeah, that may be the case. And maybe they will check all the people who look Hispanic because, you know, that they're going to target people who have a certain look more so than your average white Fremonter.
It's an assumption, but it doesn't seem like a terribly unreasonable one.
No, because this is really all based. This is the fear over immigrants is based out of the South America. It's based out of Mexico and South America, and people that have a brown tint to their skin are going to be targeted more so than anyone else. Even though people come from all over the world to come here, that those people are going to take the brunt of this. However, this will be an inconvenience for everybody, and especially the landlords, who, according to the story here, the Fremont Tribune, landlords will have to they'll have to notify renters of the occupancy license requirement and retain a copy of each renter's occupancy license. Now, I'm not sure as to what exactly the punishments are for those who decide they don't want to go along with this particular plan.
Can't be good.
I imagine it involves stealing their homes, though, because that usually is what the government relies on to local
fines placed on liens on the home.
You get a lien and you don't pay that lien out, then they'll take your home from you.
It can happen.
Applicants who claim American citizenship, they claim, will not be subject to verification. What is unclear, which I find it hard to believe, what is unclear is how places such as, and this is an interesting question, assisted living facilities and nursing homes would be affected by the ordinance. Can you imagine that somebody wants to check grandma into a nursing home and, you know, she doesn't have all her papers in order, and so therefore...
How about the ER and the hospital? I mean, aren't you moving there when you move in? Sorry, we can't take you until you get a renter's permit.
But this is the kind of stupid stuff people do when they're in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to rise above here. Look at all the issues we talk about. And so many of them involve fear by one party or another, and they do something dumb.
So the government feeds on us fear.
Yes, they love to create fear and chaos to get people to submit to them.
So according to Kristen Harris, administrator of Nye Court and Nye Square, she says, I think that it definitely impacts our residents potentially on all of our Nye Senior Services campuses in Fremont, as well as the administration to try and manage the process. Harris said the people waiting to be admitted to nursing facilities like Nye Point and Nye Legacy would need to have an occupancy license. That becomes difficult, Harris said, with many of these people are admitted late at night or on the weekend. Harris said every effort currently is made to accommodate people as soon as possible, often on short notice, saying that if we would have to obtain occupancy licenses for all of them, it would affect our ability to do that in a timely manner according to our customer service standards. Right. Well, the hell with those old people. Just kick them on out in the street. If they don't got their permits, if they don't got their darn identification, their government real ID, then that's where they belong. They belong in the streets.
You know, and the claim is that libertarians would do this. Libertarians would kick people out with their with their economic system of freedom, old people out in the streets. Well, in fact, here you have it, folks. It's the government. It's the it's democracy. It is 57% to 43, I assume, percent of the people decided that old people should be subject to these stupid rules, or they designed such a stupid system that they failed to think about it.
And you know what? A lot of the people that I've seen who take and don't take care of their grandma are the ones who are just kind of worshiping the funny money system, you know, the dollar, the almighty dollar, and they're money junkies, and therefore they don't take care of grandma because they don't have time because they're working for all their stuff. So back in the old days, people did take care of grandma until she passed away in their own home. And a lot of people are not willing to do that anymore because they're too busy taking care of their lifestyle.
Now, Harris also pointed out that people at the Nye Senior Service campuses often move to different rooms or from independent living to assisted living based on their needs at the time. And she says that even though it's within the same campus, they're going to have to apply for a whole new occupancy license. Attorney Chris Kobach, principal author of the ordinance, says he believes police enforcement of the rental portion of the ordinance could be done by one person with no more than a half hour of time invested, but the police chief has estimated it will take three officers to enforce the ordinance at an annual cost of approximately $160,000. The department would...
I mean, if they're actually... Right, it's going to be a half an hour, what, a week? A day? What was he saying? Just no more than a half an hour. One person, no more than a half an hour. You know, that maybe that's to fill it out, but to enforce this. These are law enforcement officers, mm-hmm. not paper takers. If that's what you want them to do is enforce this stupid rule of theirs, then they have to enforce it.
Well, right. And really it opens up the question. Again, we've already pointed out how just frightening this is from a privacy standpoint, from a police state, show us your paper standpoint. And hopefully this won't be spreading anytime soon, but we know that governments, if this survives a lawsuit, then a lot of places will likely duplicate it. So it's scary enough from all those perspectives. But what about the enforcement of this? This is where the author or the article here from the Fremont Tribune doesn't really get into detail.
That probably isn't any detail.
Right. Well, and that's
they
right.
They just voted on it recently, and they don't have any idea what the enforcement's going to look like.
No. So what's going to happen when somebody starts calling the little snitches out there?
Right.
The government likes.
I had to pay my $5 and take my day off work to go get their permit. You know, you got to do it too.
Slave on slave.
You look brown.
Well, right. And so you know, you've got these 57% of the voters voted for this, so there's plenty of people out there that are just clamoring and they're chomping at the bit to be identified and show their papers so they could be a good little citizen and feel good about nationalism and all that. What happens when you start getting the snitch busybodies down the street? Notice, a new family of Hispanics moving in down the street. They pick up the phone, call the anonymous tip line. There's someone moving in down the street, and I think they're Hispanic. You need to send an officer over there to verify that they've got their permit. And so how often will that happen where you're at home, somebody knocks on the door?
Yes, Fremont Law Enforcement, we're here to check your occupancy permits.
They're not saying here that that's going to happen. They're just saying you need this, you need that. But there is going to be enforcement of this. And what form will that enforcement take? How violent will it be? How many families will be torn apart? This is so tragic, you can tell it's going to be awful. More coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, our Shrine of Female Listeners, the ladies who have sent us their validated photo and video are shown there to show they are indeed listeners of this program. You can be a Shriner if you're a lady listener. Go get all the details. See the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking to get gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency, we at Free Talk Live have teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. By hand-picked, I mean I picked them. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, Walking Liberty halves, and so all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com to go take a look. I believe that some of these pieces, it's the best price you're going to get on the Internet. Certainly, you could hunt through eBay or something and get a better rate, perhaps one in 100 chance or something like that. But if your time is valuable to you, gold.freetalklive.com will probably be the best way to get these things.
All right, the toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the Fremont news is pretty scary with this new ordinance being passed that will require all business owners to run potential employees through a federal check, because it's going to be an indicator of what's to come for the whole country. This is something that they want to impose everywhere. In addition, Fremont also will be requiring all landlords to check to have their renters get an occupancy permit. And it's so amazing to me that the American people, at least the American people in Fremont, Nebraska, would be so eager to just throw away the idea of privacy, to just chuck to the wind the idea of, you know, the being able to just do business with somebody, to just rent to somebody without having to ask government permission first. How many places in the United States, so-called United States, is there anything resembling an occupancy permit for a renter of a home? Now, I understand there are already occupancy permits for businesses, and I think that's a problem. And I think, again, when you look at government, you see it building
an occupational license at that point for a business.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard of occupancy permits existing for businesses, Mark.
Okay. My bad.
I'm pretty sure that exists. If you want to rent this area, this commercial space, you have to have an occupancy permit in order to do it. That's different from licensing the business as a, you know, florist or something like that.
I'm just telling you that it's not about licensing to do business in a specific geopolitical municipality. As I understand it, it's called an occupational license.
Okay. That would be an occupational license. I'm talking about an occupancy permit where the business would be occupying a physical location. Wayne, have you heard of these things before? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, Nazi Germany.
Well, exactly. And these things come with a cost, and that is that people get used to it. When a regulation comes down like an occupancy permit, well, you want to run a business in our town, we've got to make sure you're okay. You've got to come through here. You've got to come through us. You know, we're the town fathers. We're the elected people. You need to come through here, and you need to ask us permission if you want to run a business. That's just how things are done here in Fremont and around the country, because these business licenses and occupancy permits and things like that are not uncommon. The problem is that the American people and people around the world have allowed stuff like this to happen. They've looked the other way as business owners have been raked over the coals, have been just screwed every which way possible with taxes and regulations and ordinances and things like that. And now it's coming down on the renters. Now you're going in Fremont, Nebraska, you're going to need a rental permit, an occupancy permit for a house. It's so crazy. 1-800-259-9231 is the number.
When I lived in Hawaii, I had to get a license for my bicycle.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I had to get a bicycle registration.
Or else what?
Yeah, there's a registration here in Keene, actually, for bicycles.
Or is it mandatory?
I believe it is. I
think it might be on the books, but it's unenforced.
Yeah, I believe back then they'd confiscate your bike if you didn't have their little $20 sticker on it. I still have it, actually.
Well, you could rob a bank on that bike, I mean, for goodness sake.
So the bike or the sticker?
I still have the sticker on my bike. I kept it on there for posterity.
So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI.
This does go to show exactly the lengths that they have to go in order to enforce these silly sort of illegal alien laws that they've got. This is what they've got to do. They've got to make everybody in America get an occupancy license or whatever so they can live in their house.
Yeah,
it's money, crazy. Though. It is money.
It's money and it's obedience. And it's a position for control.
You know, the time that I've heard this term occupancy permit, it took me a little while to come up with it, Ian, because you and I were just disagreeing about it. Mm-hmm. I had to have an occupancy permit to move into my house. If a
really?
House is written is built new, mm-hmm. the inspector comes through and then decides that the house is habitable and then gives you a permit.
That's right. I had to get one of those in Florida.
Now, I would like to point out I did not get one, and for whatever reason they haven't done anything about it. But, you know, I'm sure my house would be considered habitable by them. And if they do want to come through and, you know, or they're going to take my property from me, I probably would let them do it. I just didn't bother. So it's an occupancy permit for a new home.
Maybe. I guess it all just depends. I mean, looking quickly at occupancy permit online reveals cityofboston.gov. An occupation of a public way in Boston requires a street occupancy permit. So there can be different types of occupancy permits.
Apparently.
Authorizing the permit holder to restrict access to that portion of the street for the length of time specified on the permit. Examples of that work requiring occupancy permits include moving, construction, utility maintenance, relocation, and dumpster location. So there's one other example of what could be an occupancy permit. You're certainly welcome to call and share your stories of ludicrous government control. But, again, it all really comes back to the obedience of the American people.
What are you willing to take? What are you willing to take?
Yep, and I don't want any of it. I don't want to have to ask permission to do my business. I don't want to have to ask government permission to live in a home. I don't want to have to pay them money for their services that I'm not interested in.
Yeah, and I think the first step is just to not go and do it. I mean, you know, wait for them to come to you is probably the first thing that one can do.
So tomorrow is the due date for the taxes here in Keene, New Hampshire. The property taxes here in Keene, we get hit with bills twice a year for
same
property
in my town
taxes.
Now.
And they want a bunch of money from me to pay for their awful government services that I'm really most of them not interested in. 60% of which of the amount is going to the government schools, the government indoctrination camps, which I'm very not interested in paying for. And the last couple of times I've gone and kind of made a big deal out of paying the property taxes, and I went in there and first time I had all ones, so I had like $3,000, almost $3,000 in ones that I'd stamped with Free Talk Live on the front, freekeen.com on the back, and I turned those in and I made a speech as they were counting them. It was a big hassle for them to count the ones. Then they got a money counting machine in the next time I was there, 6 months later. When they were ready for you. Yep, they were prepared. They'd gotten a money counting machine in, and so I'd only brought in fives that time because stamping all those ones was a lot of damn work. Took a lot of time. So I brought in stamped fives, and they just put them right into the money machine. It didn't take near as long. I gave another speech at that time as well. All of this has been videoed and put up at freekeen.com. And so, you know, I was trying to think, well, what am I going to do now? This whole bringing in ones thing is getting kind of old. I don't have a whole lot of time to stamp the ones this week. So what am I going to do now? Well, my proposal is to bring in a surrender agreement. And because I'm surrendering, right? I mean, I'm paying up because I'm scared. I don't want them to come and steal my home from me. And so I'm scared. I'm paying them. Please, don't steal my home yet. I'm too scared. I'm going to pay you. And as you know, we've formed the Shire Society officially over the weekend at the New Hampshire Porcupine Freedom Festival. Video of that is up at lclreport.com. And so folks gathered around. They signed the Shire Society Declaration. Our signatures are on the line. And so the Shire Society exists as much as any other fiction exists. It's just a concept in the minds of people. And so I've got my Shire Society document here, the surrender agreement. And basically, I will be presenting this tomorrow as I give them, I offer a check.
Does it have a seal?
It has a seal. Yep, it's got
a
seal.
Seal.
So I'll have a check for the full amount of the property taxes. And this, basically, it's a release form. I'll share what it says here in a moment. You're welcome to bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar.
a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doublyshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doublyshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board. Had a new station in Louisiana tell me they were interested in picking up the show. I'm not going to say who or where because I don't have an agreement from them yet. But I got a verbal agreement, which is usually a good indicator.
But the town is the same as one in Indiana.
Stop with that crap, Mark.
You confused me earlier today, and you didn't answer the question. So you know.
Anyway, so don't jinx it.
I'm not jinxing. What jinx?
If you can't mention it in advance,
what kind of world do you live in?
So yeah. So Free Talk
Live. I didn't
Lives.
Jinx anything. I gave a hint, just like you
Free
gave.
Free Talk
a hint,
Lives.
Right?
I didn't give a hint. I said Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
There's a lot of radio stations in Louisiana.
And there's probably more than one town that have matches.
I don't know.
Indiana.
Maybe.
People are gonna really research this.
Maybe. I don't know. So anyway, the Free Talk Live AMP program allows you to get behind the show financially and help us get on more stations, get the message of freedom out to more people. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you will have the opportunity to get on board for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options as well. And you get perks to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only podcast, as well as other things. Go and take a look at amp.freetalklive.com. So I'm going in tomorrow. I'm going to have to pay the property tax extraction under the threat of violence. However, I just get so much more fed up over time as things just continue on, as the government people continue to aggress against peaceful people. It makes it just so difficult. It is so difficult to pay these taxes. And it's not that I object to all of the services that the government people offer. I like having roads. I like having stoplights that work, that
sure.
kind of thing.
I wish we could find out what it would be like if the marketplace could provide those things with some competition or something like that. But currently, if you're using their roads and their stoplights and their, you know, have the fire department waiting at your beck and call and, you know, perhaps have the police handle some kind of situation where you've been threatened or something like that, or your property's been stolen, then, you know, it's worth paying for those.
Right. I don't mind paying for services that I use. But
I'm looking at my property tax bill, and I get mine just like you got yours, and I'm looking at a bill that's for more than 60% for a school that I'm never going to use. I do not intend to send my kid to that government indoctrination center, even though it's a better one than most of them.
But you benefit from society benefits, and you benefit from those kids being educated, so you should pay for it.
So in other words, they're going to hound me about global warming for the rest of my life.
Well, somebody has to teach the kids, and so society needs to...
Are you suggesting that people wouldn't get taught in a world where I wasn't forced to pay for it?
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that this is the system that we have, and so you need to pay for it.
Well, one could make that argument for all kinds of tyrannical, terrible governments that have come in the past. Mm-hmm. That's the best argument you can make?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is what he's heard many times.
Is not a responsive answer to this. What I'm telling you is that if your system is indeed for people that are poor that can't pay for it, then make it for a system for people that are poor. But for people that are middle class people that drive better cars than I do, that live in bigger houses, to send their kids to a school that takes money from out of, you know, education from my child. You see, I've got a kid and I'd like to educate him, and I don't want to send him to that school, but I've got to pay to send somebody else's kid who drives a nicer car and lives in a bigger house. What do you think about that?
Well, it's the system we live in, Mark. And
right,
that's,
I understand. It's a bad one.
Yeah.
Respond to that. It stinks.
Okay, I understand, and I realize there are problems. I'm playing the role of the local senator.
But then we'd have, anarchy.
This is what the local senator, she always does this, whenever you're talking
to her. You never get a chance to talk to her because she'll hang up the phone on you and all kinds of other things.
But well, sometimes she's on the local radio show.
Yeah, but she hangs. She signals them to hang up on you then.
You think?
Molly?
Yeah, this is a local. I don't want to name names, but
if she didn't act like that, then she wouldn't get named.
A local senator. Okay, let me get back into her role here. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the system that we live in. I understand that there are some things that could be improved, and so that's why I'd recommend that you run for school board and work from the inside to
change
it.
But school board doesn't change that. You see, the mandatory, the fact that the school is mandatory and a monopoly is actually decided by the Supreme Court. I'd have to dedicate my lifetime to becoming a judge, and then maybe I'd get appointed by the state in order to be one vote. No. Yeah. And one vote amongst all the rest of the Supreme Court members in order to get this one tiny change made, which is, in fact, theft performed by a monopoly gang. I mean, why aren't you doing something about
because
that,
Molly?
Because
it took me a long time to become a state senator.
I worked very hard.
I care about education.
Oh, any moron could have got elected in 2006 as a Democrat, okay? Any retarded kid. And it's proof. There's proof.
It's
a retarded guy did get elected in one state as a Democrat in 2006.
And now we'll have Republican retarded people getting elected in this next one.
So I am going to have to go down and pay the extraction. However, I don't want to do it just to do it. I just don't want to make it as easy as most people do. And so I've come up with a little form, and I haven't finalized this, so I'm open to ideas as to how to correct it. There's discussion on it over at ShireSociety.com. But at the top, it's got the Shire Society with the Shire seal and my address over in the top right. And below that, surrender agreement is what I've called it. And it basically says, it's very short. I don't want it to be lengthy because I want it to be something they could sign.
Here's one of the concerns that I have is, maybe there's another term for surrender, because a surrender sounds like something that's sort of absolute. I surrender, I'm done. Whereas what you're doing is you're surrendering a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
So it's maybe you could call it, I don't know. I mean, you know, you're trying to find the opposite of confiscation or something, but I don't know.
I'm open to ideas. It says I accept check number blah, blah, blah from my legal name in full payment, or my former legal name, in full payment of the 2010 preliminary property tax bill with a due date of July 1st, 2010. I acknowledge that this payment is being surrendered under threat, duress, and coercion from the people calling themselves the City of Keene and or the State of New Hampshire. This transaction is not based in consent. Then I've got a line for the date, a line for their authorized signature, a line for their printed name, and the final line, my position in the City of Keene or State of New Hampshire.
Well, if you're open for suggestions, the suggestion that it's not based in consent is going to be a slipping point for them. Because what they say is, you consented to this when you moved to Keene, New Hampshire, you bought a house. However, what you could say is, if I choose not to, this is based in coercion, and if I do not surrender this check, you will steal my house. So you can, you might be able to change it in that manner, you know?
Okay, so I was actually considering putting the theft of the house in here, and I shied back from it because I didn't want it to be too long, too lengthy, and get too explicit. But you're right, that is what they'll do. Of course, then they'll object to the word steal. They won't like that. That
confiscate.
Confiscate sounds too legal. Like it's actually been done legally.
Yeah.
Are you saying you won't steal my house?
Well, right. That's kind of what this is going to come down to, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead. I might just go ahead and put that in there because eventually tomorrow when I go and do this, they're going to not sign it, right?
Are you
going to
videotape this?
Oh, absolutely. So I'll
I think they're going to be scared that they're going to be somehow legally liable if they sign a piece of paper that says that they're stealing. Then
right.
I mean, that's
ask them to stamp it with some official stamp or something. They got something in there they can stamp it with.
Well, I want a signature on this.
You might be able to use this form to negotiate a new form with somebody who has some kind of power, because there are people there in the city government that actually listen to your crazy ramblings. So you might be able to negotiate a form with them that somehow comes to an agreement for both of them.
Mm. Well, we'll see about that.
They're not going to sign a piece of paper that says they're stealing. I can tell you that. I mean, that would make them liable.
Yeah, but that's why I was a little concerned with that. But it is being surrendered under threat, duress, and coercion.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Well, that's true, and that's more simplified. It's more clean. Try to keep it simple.
I was thinking about taking the last line. I was thinking about removing this transaction is not based in consent. It seems unnecessary because the first line says threat, duress, and coercion. So it's pretty clear that you're acknowledging that I'm not giving this to you voluntarily. That's pretty much all that this the purpose is here. So what do you think? You think they'll sign it?
I don't see why they would. They haven't signed. They don't sign it for other people. Why? They're going to say, look, you're no different than all the rest of the slaves. We don't sign any pieces of paper for the other slaves. Get out of here.
Hey, I tried to pay you.
You pay 12%. We'll take your house.
I tried.
We'd love
to pay
you to leave. So I don't see them any of theirs, especially their functionary level bureaucrats. Saying,
well, I would talk to the head of the office, the head of the tax.
The head of the office hates you. It isn't going to sign any piece of paper.
Why would they hate me? I've never done anything.
He's a nice guy.
As far as they're concerned,
brings a pizza with you too.
I brought pumpkin pie last year.
Yeah, they hate you because you throw a monkey wrench in their system. Who likes that?
Oh man. All right. Well, hopefully they won't steal my house when they don't accept my money, but they might, and then I'll have to relocate the studio somewhere. That would be awful. But it would certainly make for some good video footage. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, it's been Ian with you
and Wayne
and Mark.
See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.